Deb shares her intellectual and insightful gifts by translating the complex neurophysiological constructs embedded in polyvagal theory into accessible language. As she links words to visualizations and visualization to bodily feelings, her gifts go well beyond linguistic skills and effectively bring bodily feelings into awareness. Through this strategy, Deb teaches the audience of Anchored the skills to move safely back into their body. From a polyvagal perspective, Deb artfully and efficiently leads the audience through structured neural exercises that effectively enable their nervous systems to more efficiently support homeostatic functions, leading to health, growth, and restoration. Or, more succinctly stated, she outlines neural exercises that will provide resources to downregulate threats and enable spontaneous social engagement, which in combination create a fluid path toward co-regulation and embodiment. The product of this strategy is a more resilient nervous system that supports both mental and physical health. In reading Anchored, I became focused on the parallel between the communication strategies within the body and among individuals. These are interdependent levels of co-regulation, since a regulated and resourced nervous system spontaneously downregulates defensive reactions, while a nervous system in chronic states of threat downregulates opportunities to socially engage. Fortunately, through our evolutionary history, we as social mammals have developed a portal to downregulate our threat reactions through the neuroception of safety. However, access to this portal is greatly influenced by the neural state of the individual. If the autonomic nervous system is well-resourced, we are resilient, and there is a low threshold to trigger states of safety that would lead to spontaneous social engagement and co-regulation. Alternatively, if we are locked into a defensive state, feelings of safety may not be easily accessible. The title Anchored serves as a metaphor that Deb brilliantly uses to create the visualization of a safe place within the individual's concept of their personal resources, e.g. nervous system, concept of self. This serves them on their personal journey of embodiment with the attributes of resilience, self-regulation within, and co-regulation with others. Functionally, the journey requires us to first become aware of the neurophysiological circuits involved in feelings of safety, danger, and life threat. Second, become aware of the power of neuroception, the detection of cues of threat and safety without conscious awareness. And third, through visualizations and experientials, become aware of the shifts in autonomic state. As a package, this sequence can be conceptualized as neural exercises, which would promote greater self-awareness and self-regulation, leading to greater resilience. In a recent paper, I framed the polyvagal theory as a scientific extrapolation of the phylogenetic journey towards sociality functionally expressed in social mammals, which evolved from asocial reptiles. Through this journey, the neurophysiological portal to sociality required an efficient mechanism to detect safety and to reflexively downregulate defense. Basically, the neural mechanisms underlying sociality enable the rapid transition from aggressive or submissive threat reactions to a physiology that enables accessibility and promotes opportunities to co-regulate. As a scientist and the creator of the polyvagal theory, my narrative describing and justifying the theory continues to evolve. Although the world of trauma therapy rapidly grasped the importance of the theory as it related to the experiences of their clients, I was slower in grasping the significance of the theory in the treatment of trauma and other mental health-related disorders. I had to learn from therapists and their clients, who informed me of the value of the theory.